Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today is Earth Day, the official day to recognize our year-round need to take care of the planet. It's the only one we've got. To check on progress from the farm perspective, I contacted Karen Woodridge, state conservationist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Kentucky. Farmers on the front line, so to speak, making their livings from the earth, have a vested interest in taking care of each and every resource, and she gives them high marks.
Our farmers in Kentucky especially are really always focusing on protecting, preserving, maintaining their resources that are on their farm, in their backyard, you know, even around their house and in their garden. What we have is kind of a little slogan here that farmers in Kentucky plan their farm, and then they farm their plan.
NRCS is one of the agencies that offers technical assistance to farmers in developing their conservation plans that spell out how they're protecting resources.
When you look at the number of acres of conservation plans that we've done across the state over the last 5 years alone, over 1.5 million acres of full-blown conservation plans where folks have consciously made the decision to either do some sort of no-till activity or reduced tillage activity to actually maintain those resources on their farms. It's a pretty great number, and we're leaders, especially in the Southeast, if not in the nation.
We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Back with state conservationist for NRCS, Karen Woodridge, she says farmers have been successful in developing conservation plans that make sense environmentally and economically, making them sustainable.
What they're doing is taking into account all the resources that are on their farm, whether it's the soil, the water, air, or plant health, and they're really doing a good job at trying to balance those environmental concerns with always watching their bottom line.
And her Enviro tip for this Earth Day, whether using products out on the farm or around the home, follow the label.
On your lawn, on your crop field, on your trees, whatever it might be, you know, we all just need to be real careful to follow those label recommendations and make sure that we're doing the right thing for the environment and not applying anything additionally that we really don't need to apply.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.